You're on Texas Standard Time.
Are doctors an endangered species? You might think they are if you looked at a map of how much rural Texas is in need of a few more doctors. But that's not exactly what Clay Johnston had in mind when he wrote a provocative article set to appear in an upcoming edition of the journal Academic Medicine. It suggests the end of the physician as we have known them. Clay Johnston is the dean of the new Dell Medical School at the University of Texas in Austin, and his article on the future of primary care physicians has raised a few eyebrows with this assertion of extinction. Clay Johnston, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Now, wait a minute. Doctors an endangered species. Aren't you a doctor?
I am a doctor.
So what are you saying here?
Well, all I'm saying is that the way doctors practice today is going to evolve over the next few decades.
I want to go to a quotation here that artificial intelligence can, and I'm quoting you, diagnose melanoma with greater precision than dermatologists and identify tuberculosis with nearly complete accuracy. Are you suggesting that doctors are getting replaced by essentially robotics or computers?
Starting in the next decade and after, many of the activities that are performed by physicians, particularly the ones that are more regimented or standardized, are going to be replaced by artificial intelligence.
Well, I mean, you say replaced, but you look at the landscape right now. Just in Texas alone, and there's, I think I was reading, 35 counties have no physician of any kind, and 80 counties have like five or fewer physicians. So when you say replaced, what do you mean? There are a lot of places that aren't served at all by medical professionals.
By replaced, I don't mean that we'll necessarily need fewer doctors. In fact, the bottom line of the article is that we're going to need at least as many doctors in the future, but what they'll be doing will change. And technology can allow a reach that gets into rural areas, into people's homes. But the key point is doctors today are distracted by some tasks that only they can do. And some of those tasks will be replaced or at least augmented by machines and artificial intelligence, things like reading X-rays and reading pathology slides.
Mm-hmm. But all of this likely to stimulate increased costs as well?
The major costs in the healthcare system are labor costs. You know, technology in every other sector has lowered the costs of industry. That has not been the case in the healthcare industry. But in this case, if we can get doctors focusing on what doctors do best and eliminate the things that waste their time, and there's huge potential to do that, then we can actually work to lower cost and improve outcomes, and actually improve the quality of the profession.
Well, let's bring this down to earth. I mean, you are now the dean of Texas's newest medical school, University of Texas at Austin. So what does this mean as a practical matter if you're just now starting as a prospective doctor? How do things change for you?
Yeah, so this is exactly why I've been... we have been here thinking so deeply about this issue, is it changes the way we think about what the physician of the future needs to look like. For us, it means focusing more on issues around the art of caring, on the touch, on the leadership, on the impact of counseling, on listening to patients and understanding their needs. All of those things are going to be even more important to physicians of the future.
It sounds like what you're saying is that doctors of the future, physicians of the future, will not have to have as much technical knowledge. They will have to have more human awareness skills.
Yes and no. They won't have to have as much facts embedded in their memory, because the reality is, even today, facts are easier to access. Whereas when I trained, there was a lot of memorization-based learning. Remember the Krebs cycle, remember every muscle and nerve in the body. Today, we want people to understand how to assimilate it and use it. And we think that some technical training about how to access data, how to synthesize it, how to know what's good and bad, that actually will be important and even more important in the future. But you're right. The other thing we think is particularly important is an area that we have relatively neglected in training, and that's the art of caring.
What do you think this means in terms of the numbers of physicians, doctors that we might have in the future? Is this likely to encourage more people to get into the field or no?
I hope so. I think that the field is struggling right now. The rates of burnout in physicians is as high as it's ever been, at least since it's been measured. My hope, and time will tell, but my hope is that technologies actually have the potential to bring us closer to patients by eliminating the more mundane tasks and then clarifying the tasks that are uniquely performed better by physicians and allowing us to focus on them.
We're going to have a link to Clay Johnston's latest piece at texasstandard.org. Clay Johnston is the dean of the University of Texas Medical School. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on The Standard.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.